I'm Mazen Kumsi. I'm professor and founder of the Palestine Institute for Biodiversity and Sustainability at Bethlehem University, speaking to you from besieged and blockaded Bethlehem.
Can you tell us, is your university functioning?
Universities in the West Bank are under various degrees of destruction and frustration. Obviously, the university in Gaza is itself the Gaza Strip. Three universities were attacked, and many members of their staff have been killed or injured by the Israeli occupation forces. The universities in the West Bank are better, still able to function though with the blockade and the pressure, the increasing pressure on the population. Travel to them has become dangerous to most people, so most universities are operating online.
What's been the reaction with your friends and family and your neighbours to what's happened in Gaza, in Bethlehem? I would imagine it's somewhere between despair and anger.
Yeah, I mean, people here are very tired of wars and conflict and oppression and want their freedom, and they hope that this is the last time. Unfortunately, they also see how the Western governments are biased and are associated with Israel. Many Western governments actually back Israel with weapons and money and resources to continue its aggression against the native Palestinians, an aggression that has lasted for 75 years now.
How do you keep your spirits up there?
That's tough, but we don't have the luxury of despair. We have to keep going and we have to survive.
Now, there's been a lot of arrests, haven't there, in the West Bank. Can you give us an idea of what's been going on?
Yes, so before 7 October, Israel held about 7,300 Palestinian political prisoners, abductees, etc. Most of these people are not even associated with the resistance. They are common people who sometimes speak out against Israel or against Israeli occupation. So after 7 October, Israel nearly doubled that number. So now Israel holds about 11,000 Palestinian political prisoners. More than 40% of them are administrative detainees. That means there's not even a charge given to them. They are just taken and as hostages, basically Palestinian hostages in Israeli jails. Christmas is a season of hope. We Palestinians, Christians, with our fellow Palestinian Muslims, who also celebrate the birthplace of Jesus in Bethlehem. We are 15 million Palestinians, 8 million of us are refugees or displaced people. The rest are all cooped up in basically these concentration camps that are bombed and distorted and destroyed by Israel. That is, Israel is a system of apartheid that wants a land but does not want the people who come with the land. We call on the world to come and assert our common humanity, our international law, human rights, things that the West used to talk about but unfortunately does not practice anymore, as our government supports apartheid and supports repression.
Well, Maxim Kumsie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And God bless.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.